You have 7 old voice messages and 1 new voice message. To delete old messages, press 1. To listen to messages, press 2. To listen...
Hi, sweetheart. I finally heard back about the moving van. They said the 4th still works. They just won't have the larger truck like I had hoped. Think you could help me play Tetris with my furniture? I'll pay you in love. And an ungodly amount of food. Let me know, okay? Talk to you later. Happy New Year, baby! We did it! I might have had a few drinks before the party, but I don't care. Cause you're on your way, and you're gonna get smooched. I'm happy. And I forget, but I'm happy, and I love you. Bye-bye! Stop shifting in my apartment! I swear, I'm gonna take all the fur I find, ball it up, and then glue it to your forehead. Oh, but it's nice to be shifted. I don't mind when you're shifted, just don't go rolling all over my couch, you heathen! Ugh! I swear, I better be getting a lifetime supply of lint rollers for my birthday from you. Also, text me what you want for takeout tomorrow. It's my turn to buy. I love you, you fuzzball. Hey, it's me. Is everything okay? I got your text. Did something happen with the pack? I haven't heard from you since Thursday, and I've been getting a little worried. Call me back when you can, okay? I love you. Hi, sweetheart. I know you're headed into the hearing with Claire. I just wanted to wish you guys good luck. I still don't know what went down, and you don't have to tell me. That's fine. You tell me when you're ready, but just know I've got your back, okay? I'm supporting all of you guys, 110%. I love you. Good luck. So it has been 4 days since you guys moved, and I have found 4 hoodies, 2 pairs of pants, underwear, 5 socks without a single match between them, and an empty wallet, so I hope to God you've got your ID on you. Once you guys settle into the new place, I'll ship this all over to you. You guys are all staying in the new den until you find your own places, right? Well, either way, text me the address and I'll start putting a box together. Thank you for trying this. I know long distance wasn't really part of the plan, but as soon as my lease is up, I'll meet you in Glenwood. We are gonna make this work out, or die trying, I promise. Tell everyone I said hi, and call me later after the meeting. Bye! Fuck. Sweetheart? I need you. I need you here. I know you said you could never come back to this place, but I need help. Something happened last night. I was walking home and I don't know. I wasn't paying attention or I just didn't notice. I was getting in my car and I got hit from behind. I don't know what happened afterward, but I woke up in an alley covered in blood. But I'm not hurt. I just got back to my apartment. But I don't remember how, and everything is just so much. It's all so loud and bright and hurts to be outside, and I'm hungry, but I can't stomach any food, and oh God, I think just get here. Don't call me. Don't call me. Just get here, please. Please. Hey, it's Claire. I just got your call. Hopefully you haven't gotten on the road yet. If you can, I need you to swing by the den before you leave.
I've got about 2 quarts of blood that you can take with you. It's not much, but it's what I could put together on short notice. I won't be at the den. I'm headed back to the Ranger Station, but it's right in the cellar for you to take. Listen, I know she's important to you, but if Genevieve was really turned, then she's not going to be in her right mind, and definitely not in control of herself. Especially if it's going to take you a few days to drive there. That blood should be enough to quell the hunger until you get her back here, but in the meantime, don't do anything rash. Do you understand me? We enchant the blood like this for a reason, so I don't want to see any bite marks on you when you get back. I'm trusting you to be careful, okay? For both your sakes. Keep me posted.
I'm in here.
Please don't turn on the light. I can see you fine. No, just stay where you are. No, you can't be near me right now. I don't... Fuck. I don't want to hurt you, and you smell. God, I don't know. No, don't close the door. No, please. Sweetheart, please. Just stay where you are. Because I am trying so hard not to... You know. Sorry, I thought I could hold off. I thought I might get better, but I could smell you before you even got to my door, and I panicked, so I hid in here. No, I've been in here ever since I called you. It's just gotten worse since I woke up. My neighbor came to check on me, and I couldn't even open the door for him. All I wanted was to... It's what I think it is, isn't it? I can't go outside. I've had to cover all my windows. Everything is so loud and bright, and my body hurts. I can't eat. I can't sleep. I can't focus on anything. I can hear your blood rushing under your skin. I can feel you breathing like you're right next to me, and the longer you stand there, the less you will look like you, and all I want to do is... You need to leave, and... What is that? Blood. Right, it's blood. I don't know if that'll be enough. Okay. Put it on the bed. I'll get it. I don't want you getting too close in case I... Yeah. Thank you. Fuck. Oh, God. I had really hoped that that would taste like shit. But it's actually kind of good. Guess there's no denying it now, huh? I really am a vampire. Can I drink the rest? If this is all you have, I don't want to waste any more in your car. Okay. Yeah, it's already helping. That's some good shit. You really drove jars of blood over state lines. That's love, I guess. Yeah, that's the last of it. Yeah, you can come closer if you want. The hunger is going down and everything isn't so much. I just don't know if you'll like what you'll see. I'm a little different. Skin, eyes, fangs. Yeah, fangs are a new one. Part of me was just kind of hoping it was all in my head. I didn't want to admit that I was... Yeah. You mean that? It's okay if you don't want... Yes, please. I missed you so much. So much. Ever since I woke up, all I wanted was to see you. But I was so scared. I was terrified that you wouldn't. That I wouldn't. God, I missed you. I don't I don't know what to do now. I can't stay here. And, I kind of blocked my boss from calling me, so I'm pretty sure I'm fired. Really? It's okay if I... The pack won't mind if I come to Glenwood now? Even if I'm like this? Okay. I'd like that. I like that a lot. Yeah. I'm not that hungry anymore, and yeah, we can just throw some of my clothes in a bag and leave. I can call Amber and she can help put the rest of my stuff in storage or something. Or I'll hire somebody. I don't really care. I just want to leave. I just want to go home with you. Yeah. Yeah, we can talk more in the car. It's almost a 2-day drive. We'll have plenty of time to talk everything out. Can I have another hug? Thank you. Thank you so much.